It is the Afternoon Cruise. I'm chatting with Ginger Commodore. Hey. This Commodore is getting ready to launch a set of theme shows over at Crooners. The first one is happening this Thursday. The series is called And the Melodies Still Linger On. There'll be four shows all told. Ginger, thank you so much for visiting Jazz 88.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. Thank you for letting me pop in.
Now, you got a lot going on. More by Four is coming up. You're singing all the time. What inspired you to do something as ambitious as a series of shows?
Well, I guess a combination of since the pandemic kind of set things back a little bit and set things in a little direction, a different direction for me as an artist. I started doing a lot of theme shows, and which is great, you know, and we had a lot to choose from, and it definitely kept us doing some live music, but it also pulled me away from what I usually do. So I thought, okay, I want to do the songs that I want to do that are culturally and emotionally motivated, not only from the American Songbook, but just from the Book of Life. And so I thought, oh, okay, let's build it up a little bit. I'll start the first week, I'll do some solos. So it'll be a solo night. It'll be just me, Lee Blasky on piano, Daryl Boudreaux on percussion, and Pete Whitman's going to drop in and do some things for me on a few tunes. So it's some iconic classic solos that I get to do, Lush Life and Estate and, you know, just to name a couple. Gotcha. That I've never actually done before. So I'm gonna do that. And then the next in the series is duos. Oh, man, famous duos. It can be either a vocal and an instrumental or two instruments or two vocals. And I've got on the duos, get this, okay. I'm going to do some duos with Jeff Jones.
Okay.
With Jackson Hurst. And with Steve Faison. Steve hasn't been doing anything live for a while, so I'm going to bring that cool cruising crooner in to do some duos with me. There will be some instrumental duos as well, so I'll, you know, do a little bit more research on what those iconic instrumental duos would be. And then trios. So that's going to be classic jazz trios. Period. There'll be, you know, I'm not sure who my band's going to be yet, but it'll be great. And then I'll do some things with them, and they'll do some instrumental repertoire. Then the fourth installment is going to be quartets. So there will be a lot of Pointer Sisters.
Okay.
There will be some Diana Ross and the Supremes kind of stuff. And I am going to pull in with me Connie Evingson, Judy Vinar, my daughter Ashley. So we are going to have a time on that quartet night. So we're getting it kicked off coming up on Thursday. Yay!
Ginger Commodore getting ready. So the series could be called The Songs Ginger Wants to Sing.
There you go. It could be. And maybe I'll change it to that. Maybe.
Now, a question. A lot of times the folks who sound great on the mic all on their own don't sound as great when they're setting up the quartet thing, when you got to share the spotlight. Sure. Now, I know all these women personally. Mm-hmm. I don't actually really know your daughter, but everybody else I'm very aware of. Mm-hmm. How do you make sure that not only can they deliver the goods as a lead vocalist, but you know they're going to blend well as a quartet singer?
I already know. Yeah. Because I work with Connie a lot, I know that that's going to be a workable situation. And in the last couple of years, I've been working more and more with Judy Vinar on some Lori Dokken gigs. Mm-hmm. And so we can do the harmony thing.
Gotcha.
And Ashley is now the fourth member of More by Four.
Oh.
So I know she can handle those harmonies. And
you taught her. You raised her.
It's like, okay. How good can this be? It's going to be great.
It's the Afternoon Cruise. I am hanging with Ginger Commodore. She's getting ready to launch a series of shows over at Crooners. The first one's happening on Thursday. It's called And the Melodies Still Linger On. Now, one artist that's listed in the songs that you're going to be offering up at the Crooners website, Cynthia Erivo. I wasn't aware of her. What is her setup? What's her situation?
You know what? I know of her, first of all, through The Color Purple. Just dynamic soloist. She's an English actress, singer, songwriter. Won a Grammy, won a Tony. She's the real deal. she's the real deal. And I like her presentation because it is emotional.
Okay.
Emotional, and you might think, well, maybe that's too much. No, it's never too much. If it's right, it's never too much.
Ginger, what do you do when you're pulling out a set of songs and you go, oh, this one that I thought was going to be good doesn't quite pass the 2024 test? Maybe there's something a little misogynistic in it, maybe something a little old-timey as far as some element of something in the lyrics that doesn't fly. Do you say, we can't do the song? Do you rework the lyrics? Do you say, it's best to include it as it is? What do you do if some of the content doesn't quite fit our modern times?
Well, you know, I really try hard to make sure that the content matches the current time. I really do. And which is part of my research. I very rarely, I just really can't imagine a time when I've stepped on stage to perform something that just didn't fly.
Gotcha.
But I do take personal care to make sure that what I'm presenting, what we're presenting is going to be something good.
That's because you're a class act, and that's why you're such a fixture in the Twin Cities. It's because you do it right, and you've been doing it right for a long time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I work at it, so thank you. I appreciate that.
I've been hanging with Ginger Commodore. She's getting ready to launch this series of shows over at Crooners. The series is called And the Melodies Still Linger On. The first one is on Thursday, August 1st. How quickly do the next ones come?
The next one is in September. The next one is at the end of September and then October.
Got you.
So, you know, I tried to get them all in a month, but, you know I had to spread it out a little bit.
I say spread it out. Let everybody catch their breath and take in some more Ginger Commodore. We'll check out your rendition of My Favorite Things after we do Traffic. Ginger Commodore, thank you so much for visiting Jazz.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate
Absolutely.
You.